Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Appearance Radio with Augusto Perez. This is the End Time News Report. We'll be taking a look at current world news events through the lens of Bible prophecy as we await the glorious appearing of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, here is Augusto.
Welcome to the End Time News Report. I'm Augusto Perez, and shalom. Today is Friday, March 22nd, 2024, the year of our Lord. And we're going to bring you the latest in the headlines, the news, commentaries, as we see it through the eyes of Bible prophecy and the Word of God. I apologize, first of all, for my voice. It's not doing too good today. I'm going to try to do the best I can, but you're going to have to bear with me. Now, here comes Michael Flynn again and predicting another Black Swan event before the 2024 election. So we're hearing more and more of the Black Swan events that will happen this year. And now he joins his voice to many voices that are saying the same thing. And in an interview with Benny Johnson, former National Security Advisor Mike Flynn shared his predictions. Now, he was talking about his upcoming movie, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. And so there again, we hear the term Black Swan event before the 2024 election, which we kind of all know by now that this is something that will probably happen. I mean, it doesn't take a brilliant person to realize by now, unless you've been living in a cave in Siberia, if you've been watching just the news half awake, you realize that something is going to happen. Something very bad is going to happen. Okay. Something very bad. And we have some really bad black swans out there that could happen. And we'll be talking about some of them today. And any one or several of them could happen. Now, last Tuesday, we talked about a dream someone sent me. He saw two black swan events, and they were flying side by side, which if that is, in fact, a warning from the Lord, basically was telling us that these are going to be two of them and that they're going to happen one after the other, which makes a lot of sense to me. And so that is one of the things that is happening. Another news item here that goes along with that, you could say, now we have the New York authorities warning residents to expect cellular disruptions during the upcoming solar eclipse and suggest that residents stock up on food, water, and fuel. Now, I have never heard of a solar eclipse causing cellular disruptions, especially to the point where people have to stock up on food, water, and fuel. I've never heard of that happen. If we take it at face value, and we look at the words, right, the solar eclipse, we have never seen that happen. However, if we take a step back and look at it from another angle, we can come up with some ideas to why this could be possible. And one of the things that this could trigger, the solar eclipse, is, of course, earthquakes. And there have been a lot of people that have been pointing to the New Madrid area, because it is the New Madrid area, that spot, where the two solar eclipses, the one from 2017, and the one that's going to happen April 8th, that is where they intersect. So could this be a sign from God? Could this be a warning from God? Could this be a New Madrid earthquake? It could be. On the other hand, it could be a lot of other things. It could be a lot of other things. So we just don't know. We are hearing a lot of rumors from a lot of places, and we cannot believe that every single one of those things that people are talking about is going to happen all over. It's an impossibility. Some of them may happen, but not all of them. And there's all kinds of things now, from biological warfare threats to, you name it. So there's all kinds of things going on out there, which is the way it is whenever something like this is about to happen. You get all of these things coming out of the woodworks. Everybody and their friend has an insider that heard something or knows something. And sometimes in the end, nothing happens. I have been through that scenario multiple times that I know somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody that is an insider. And he heard this, and that one heard that, and this one heard that. And, it could be, there could be something to that, but, we just don't know. So in times like this, we have to remain calm. And, yes, we do have to prepare. We do have to prepare. And we do recommend, like the New York authorities are recommending people to, stock up on food, on water, on fuel. Yes, of course, that is a good advice. Anytime something like this could happen. And so I concur with that. But as far as getting unrest and getting worried and getting all tensed up and getting all fearful, that's not going to help any. That's not going to help any. We have to remain calm in times like this and trust the Lord and prepare as best we can and then trust Him to take us the rest of the way. And there are so many things happening. There are so many things happening. Of course, the situation in Russia is not getting better. It's not getting better at all. And Russia seems to be a war now. They're preparing the armies like they're going to fight the mother wars. And did we know this was going to happen? Yeah, we kind of did. I've been talking about this since day one. And the thing about this, I'm going to say this, and then I'm going to turn it over to you guys for comments. But the thing about the Russia war is that Russia has its back against the wall. And this is a war that Russia cannot lose. Okay? Russia cannot lose this war. If Russia loses this war, or it appears that it's lost this war, Russia is finished. It's finished. And this is what these people want. They want Russia to lose this war. And so Russia and Putin and all these generals have determined that is not going to happen. And they're going to fight. And if Russia is threatened, they are going to attack with nuclear weapons if necessary. And so this is kind of one of those situations where there's no escaping it. There is no backing out of, because the West is hell-bent on a war with Russia, and Russia cannot afford to back out and lose this war. So there you have it. There you have it. We are confronting several scenarios right now that are very dangerous. The other scenario that I will talk later about is China and the United States there. The United States now has militaries there at the border with China. And this is exactly what I was shown a few months ago. And probably I was not shown it was the United States, but I was shown that it was going to be in my vision, it was called the protector of Formosa. That's the United States.
Thank you, Augusto, and you're exactly right. We've been getting warnings for some time from various sources about black swan events, and a black swan event's not really anything, I guess you could say, to know is going to happen immediately. Black swan event, basically, from the terminology of it, is an event that happens that is unexpected and out of the individual's control. And, well, that means maybe, maybe not. You know, I'm looking and watching, and then, you know, you talked about New York and what they were telling their citizens, and at the same time, we're getting the same rhetoric, you know, down here in Oklahoma, and they're getting it in Texas, and I guess Ohio and Indiana and some of these other states are getting the directives to stock up on water and food and prepare for maybe a grid down or communications down scenario, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And like you, Augusto, I've never known of a what I call an eclipse. I've never known of an eclipse that could cause earthquakes or wars or, well, I can go through the gamut of things that it can cause, you know, the financial collapse, blah, 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 blah. But you're exactly right. You know, they're not, an eclipse on its own is not known to disrupt communications or everyday living at all. It's basically and always has been a sign, pretty much. The ancients, you know, they observed it as a sign. They drew petroglyphs and ancient inscriptions and drawings, you know, throughout history about an eclipse and you know, as such. However, the time frame we're living in, and let me just say that this is not from intel particularly, but this is just what I think, one of those me thanks moments. It's interesting to note that, you know, you mentioned Ukraine, Russia, et cetera, and how that the left is hell-bent on having their war. Well, it appears to be they're hell-bent on having a war that destroys America. That's the war they're planning on having. Number one, from everything I'm hearing, we don't have a sufficient naval force or military force to even really basically fight one big war. One big regional war. With that being said, we certainly don't have a force of any kind to confront Russia, China, North Korea, Iran, Pakistan, and multiple other proxies of all these countries. Are you kidding me? America, it's a joke. It's an absolute joke. It appears that they want to destroy America, and they're going to do it, it appears. Even this morning, you know, the Republicans, which are not at home, basically have the House has already voted in this new $1.2 trillion, you know, bill that basically guarantees the invasion and apparently the finalization of the invasion of America. And it guarantees everything that the American people that love God and love America, everything they hate is going to happen, it appears. And that's just me. I said it before I said this, that's just my thinking. But it appears that's where it's going. Now, there is some strike back, ironic strike backs. It you know, I can't say that it's not things I haven't mentioned before. Marjorie Taylor Greene has immediately filed to remove Mike Johnson as speaker because it appears Mike Johnson is a bought and paid for man. He does what Schumer and McConnell and the rest of them tell him to do. You know, there's no fight in him. It's all compromise. It's all politics. It's all money, which just goes to say that, and this is my opinion, okay? It just goes to say that Washington, D.C. does not have America's values and security in regard at all. None. Zero. Matter of fact, everything they're doing is to destroy the security of this nation, destroy the finances of this nation, destroy any viable, I guess you could say, remnant of this nation even. Now, with that being said, I want to say that, you know, this is a me thanks moment, but my opinion is if we have earthquakes, comms down, grids down, emergencies, et cetera, during the eclipse or just before it or right after it, I would think that it's man-made. My conspiratorial mind once it functions, says that they did it. Now, you know, anybody can believe anything they want to believe, but I've never known, like you said, an eclipse, which is nothing more than the moon getting in the way of the sun and blocking a little bit of light coming to Earth. I've never known that to do what the sun and its solar flare and magnetic filament explosions and all of that does. You know, most eclipses are benign. There's something you see. There's something that generally may have a spiritual significance behind it or natural timeline things, you know, that pop up. But no, not what they are telling the people of the country to prepare for. However, I you know, I'm not saying don't prepare. I agree with Augusto. If you're wise, you'll prepare, because if they do it, you're prepared. If they do it and you haven't prepared, you're without.
Yeah, what we're looking at is the possibility of just about anything happening, a power grid outage, a market crash perhaps, cell phones going out. That would really be something if they took down the whole cell phone structure and you couldn't contact anybody. But anything that they do to disrupt things is what they're famous for. They like to disrupt everything, everyday normal life, if you want to call life normal anymore, considering what's going on, and just to cause problems, and then supposedly come up with the solution for the problem, which is no solution at all. Because you hear this over again, and it is true that they will fool people, or attempt to fool people, into giving up their freedoms in order to have a false sense of security. People may think that they are getting security in return for that, but they're actually not getting it. So, you know, two black swan events in a row, that's really going to be something. One is enough, but two of them, and we're not really sure what it is, but it's not going to be good.
No, it's never good. It's never good. And we know that they cannot allow these elections to proceed, because Mr. Trump is gaining momentum by the moment. The more they try to squash him, it seems like he is the ever-ready bunny. He just keeps going. And they thought they had him with that huge amount of money that they wanted from him, posted for bail. An amount of money that nobody has ever heard. Such an amount of money ever required for bail for any company of any size, any even huge companies, let alone for a private citizen, an ex-president of the United States who has a company, but no one has ever heard of the exorbitant amounts of money. And these people are doing it. These people have literally abolished the rule of law, and they are basically controlling everything. This country is running basically right now on what appears to be martial law conditions, although they haven't said so. It appears this is what they're doing. This country is now operating under martial law conditions, which it is what they say, and it doesn't matter what anybody says. You're wrong, and we are right. This is the way it is, and this is the way it's going to be. And this has been going on now for a little while, and they're not backing down. And every time that people try to show, you know, up for a protest, look what happens. Look at January 6th. Look at other situations in other parts of the country where people protest. They lose their jobs. They lose their positions. Sometimes they lose their freedoms. And this is something that I'm used to seeing in countries like Cuba. Not here. Not here. Countries like Venezuela. Countries like China, not the United States. So it now appears that the world has taken a turn, and what used to be black is now white, and what is now white is black. And the Soviet Union, which used to be a communistic dictatorship, has given away to a more reasonable capitalistic system, which is now called Russia under Putin. And it now seems like the West, Europe, and Canada and the United States and Australia and some of these other countries, they are in turn the ones now that are becoming more communistic and dictatorial. So go figure. If somebody that was living back in the 1940s, 1950s, right, in the 60s, around the, you know, those times, if they were frozen, right, or they took like a Rip Van Winkle long sleep, right, and they woke up now, they would be completely befuddled, confused. They wouldn't know what's going on because they would look at Russia and they would see the difference between what they thought Russia was or the Soviet Union back then. And then they look at the United States and these Western nations, and it's the opposite of what they used to be. In Russia, in the Soviet Union, they used to persecute Christians. They used to take away things from people, just like they're doing here. They used to abuse their power, put people in prison for no reasons. For very, very benign reasons. And now Russia is becoming more, you know, more civilized, if you will, and the West is becoming more communistic. So there you go. Go figure it out. Like the Word of God says, what was will be.
Well, you're exactly right. And I guess the headlines today, basically, and late last night were, the video, there happened to be a New York Post crew down at the Texas border when suddenly, and of course I know all the news are saying now just a few migrants pushed their way into Texas by force, and some are saying, oh, there just wasn't but about 100 of them. But I heard the interview last night with the reporters that were there from the New York Post, and they said there was over 600. They said the only thing they was able to capture on film was the immediate breakthrough right there beside them while they were filming. But it was over 600 rushed the Texas border, overwhelmed the Texas or the National Guard members that were there, and almost broke in through another barrier fence. They had actually tore down one barrier. Now, what they're not telling you is they were late. And I sent both of you guys a video of that, a YouTube video. I think it was YouTube. And anyway, it's just what you see on the video, though, that they're showing today to the American people is just a few getting through. You know, it looks like 20 or 30 maybe, but that's not quite what happened. That border was rushed by a force of men. There was no children. There was no women. There was no old women, young women, no old men. These are all fighting age males breaking through into Texas. And, well, let me read you this. This is last night. That last night's kind of long. Let me read this short one from the War Room this morning, Steve Bannon. He said the very reason the illegal men rushing the Texas border and breaking through Texas National Guard forces trying to block them is the fact that Texas forces don't have the authority to defend themselves, even with guns. This will bury the American people, and the U.S. government has shown it doesn't care. The illegal gangs already know the United States will not defend its borders. Chip Roy said this morning at the House, he's from Texas, Republican, says everything is being done in Washington, D.C. today is said to defend America, but we know it truly defends nothing. We refuse to even defend the Texas border with Mexico. He said the America's being overrun and the Americans lose. Now, something else came out this morning that was kind of shocking. Charlie Kirk on his show this morning told the American people, he said, you must prepare for kidnapping for ransom in this country. It's pouring across the borders even now, and they will begin to kidnap for ransom. He said, keep your eyes on your wife, keep your eyes on your husband, keep your eyes on your children, be aware in your car. You know, the American people's never had to live like this. But then one other thing real quick I'm going to share that I mentioned before. You know, I mentioned, I don't know, maybe as a theoretic moment, but I mentioned there's going to come a day, unless something changes, where some of these states are just going to recall their people from Washington. And, you know, we hadn't seen that. We hadn't even heard anything about that. But I heard something this morning that was similar. Let me give it to you. This is this morning in the House. Ralph Norman, Republican South Carolina, stood up, and he made this comment. It's time to turn the lights out in the House and go home. Leave Washington, D.C. until this insanity changes to secure this nation. Now, folks, that's not, you know, anything backing up what I've mentioned or theorized or anything else. But this idea of going home just got spoke in the House on the floor. And then they passed this $1.2 trillion Schumer Democrat rhino package that the only good people in the House, the few in the House that really love America, they couldn't stop it. And now, of course, we've got the chaos coming. Marjorie Taylor Greene filed a motion to vacate the House Speaker that is nothing but a paid for. That's all he is paid for. And, you know, I've said before, and I won't defend it particularly. You can take it or leave it. I've said before, if you really think Washington, D.C. is going to change things for you American people, that you're beyond help. I can't help you. Nothing I'll say will ever help you. I can't turn your light bulb on.
Yeah, really. It's becoming so bad out there, the lawlessness, you know, in our own government and in the country right now because of mainly, I think, from what I have seen in the news, the homeless people and all of the drug use going on now and all of the crime and the things that are happening. One of them, the most outrageous, are these people that have their houses taken over by squatters, and they can't get rid of them. There was one woman who tried to do this, and she got arrested. Can you imagine it? Being arrested for trying to get somebody out of your house who doesn't belong there, it's your house, and they arrest you. So that shows you where we are right now. And I did want to mention one thing about Haiti. If you have been following on what's going on there, it is totally collapsed in Haiti. They have gangs, or one major gang over there. The name of the leader of the gang is Barbecue. Interesting. And they are literally taking over the country. They literally have done it. And this is going to be happening in America. People, like you said, people are going to be kidnapped. These people are going to go out and just start stealing everything they can get their hands on, moving into houses. You know, they'll move in, and if you happen to be home when they come in, they'll just kill you. They'll just shoot everybody in the house and then take over. And they'll start raiding the grocery stores and just taking over and stealing everything in sight. And then what are you going to do? That's what is happening right now, and it's going to get much worse than it is now.
It's going to get worse in some states more than others, because there are states that are fighting back. Not every state is, you know, is cooperating with these people. No. There's a lot of the red states that are not cooperating. Florida, Texas, Oklahoma, Tennessee, and many others, Georgia, and many others out there that I escapes my mind, that are not cooperating right now. They're fighting hard. I was just reading this piece of news. It came out today, the state of Tennessee. Now, I never thought for once that this was going to happen, okay? I never really thought this was going to happen. But yet, here it is. Because what we're seeing now is the rebellion of the states. The states are rebelling, and the fight has already begun. It hasn't gotten into a hot war, but if this thing keeps going, it's probably what will happen. Now, listen to this headline. Tennessee State Senate passes a bill banning, are you ready? Chemtrails spraying in their skies. Did you ever think that this was going to happen? That a state was going to pass a bill banning chemtrails spraying in their skies? Well, Tennessee has done it. The Tennessee State Senate has taken a definite stance against the controversial topic of chemtrails. They passed SB 2691/HB2063. This bill, which aims to ban the intentional release of chemicals into the atmosphere for geoengineering purposes, was sponsored by Representatives Monty Fritz and Senator Steve Sutherland, and won approval in the Senate on Monday, the Tennessean reported. And the legislation predicated the claim that it is documented the federal government of or other entities acting on the federal government's behalf or at the federal government's request may conduct geoengineering experiments by intentionally dispersing chemicals into the atmosphere, and those activities may occur within the state of Tennessee. Okay, that is the claim, and that is what they based the new bill on. This new bill seeks to outlaw any such activities, stating that the intentional injection, release, or dispersion by any means of chemicals, chemical compounds, substances, or apparatus within the borders of this state into the atmosphere with the express purpose of affecting temperature, weather, or the intensity of the sunlight is prohibited. Kudos to you, Tennessee. Keep it going. And may other states watch and learn and do likewise.
I totally agree, and I think we're going to see that, but it's all going to also going to promote a scenario where the feds are going to have to clamp down with an iron fist. And as you said earlier, and I believe you came out with this in the beginning of the show, basically that the deep state, the left, the rhinos, they can't afford to lose an election in November. So thereby, there's probably going to be an emergency declared that will cause the federal government to, I guess you could say, pause the election, pause or delay. I don't know what wordage to use for that, but that could very likely happen. And then, we're going to find ourselves in a scenario, and I think some of the states, and you mentioned some of them, Arkansas just joined the group of states that are standing well against the feds, and Huckabee Sanders, if you will, the new governor there, has just deployed National Guard troops to the Texas border. So that puts Texas and Oklahoma and Arkansas in one lump. That's a lot of territory. If you think Texas, that's 1,000 miles back and forth or whichever direction you want to take it in, either width or length or sideways, that's 1,000 miles in all directions. Then you add all of Oklahoma and you add all of Arkansas, and you just mentioned Tennessee causing problems. That's a big block of land that could certainly defy the government before we see what's coming. Something's coming. I mean, I know that the left are really hell-bent. I'll use that terminology because they are. They are hell-bent on doing this to the American people. And so far, the American people as a population doesn't seem to be aware yet that they're the frog getting cooked. I don't know what it's going to take. Maybe one of the legs are jumping a little. I saw the other day something Darnett showed me on her phone where somebody was trying to cook the frog had already had it, I guess, its head cut off, and it had already been skinned. Sorry about the descriptions. But as they were trying to lower it into grease to cook it, the legs started kicking, and it looked kind of gross. But Darnett assured me that's accurate. And so we're seeing now a little bit of leg kicking, but the population as a whole is not aware that they are the frog.
Yeah, that is amazing, kicking its legs while it's put into the pan. But I commend Tennessee coming up with a legislation going against the chemtrailing, but I don't see how it's going to stop it. If the government's doing something like this on a wide scale, it's going to be practically impossible to stop it. I think the people in Washington are just laughing at Tennessee concerning this because there's no way that they can do anything about it unless they start somehow getting their hands on ground-to-air missiles and start shooting the chemtrail airplanes down. I don't know. They seem to fly very, very high. I don't know if they could get to them, but it's to the point where trying to do anything against these people is very difficult, because then they just ramp it up and make it more difficult to try to stop them. And they will come up with any evil that they can think of to come against the American people.
I don't know. I don't know. I think that it does make a difference. And I think that they the government is going to have a hard time dealing with situations like this. You know, if a state says we don't want this in our state, and the government becomes a bully and tries to do it anyway, that is how you start a civil war. That's how you start a civil war. And if you know, and look what's happening in Texas. That's exactly what Texas is doing. Nobody thought that Texas would be able to stop the government, and yet they are fighting the government, and they're saying, you're not going to continue this. You're not going to continue to come across our borders and use our land to bring in these people that we don't know who they are. They're criminals. Many of them are gang members. We're not going to allow this. We're not going to allow this invasion. So Texas is saying no to the invasion. And you know what? The government they're still trying, but they are not going to be able to do much about it. They're not going to send airplanes and forces in there to fight the Texas, the military of Texas. Many people in the military have said, we are not going to do that. We are not going to fight our fellow brethren. We don't care what the law says. We don't care what the D.C. is saying. We're not going to do that. And so this is where it's getting at. This is where it's getting at. If the state of Tennessee forbids the planes from flying over there, anybody that does the flying in those planes from that point on will have to realize that they are breaking the law. They will understand that, just like it happening in Texas. So I don't know. I don't know it's that simple as that, that the government can get away with whatever they want. I think that there's a point that they have to consider the consequences, and that may be what they want. That could very well be what they want, the civil war, which there's a movie coming out, by the way, in soon. So that may be what they're looking at. That may be exactly what they want, and then use that, the Black Swan events and other things to trigger the situation. And that's probably what's going to be. And so I don't think that it's going to end up easy, pretty, for anybody. The government knows that the people do not trust them anymore. The government knows that people are waking up, have awoken to the reality of the truth, and the people realize that. I want to share another piece of information here, which is kind of staggering. And kind of to open the eyes of the people a little bit, okay? Because the people are still confused. The people still don't know what's going on. People are still thinking in terms of the U.S. government. They're still thinking in terms of Republicans and Democrats, the right and the left. They're still thinking in those terms. But I want to share some things here with you. Some piece of information that I was reading from you yesterday from the Foundation for Economic Education, okay, an article. And in this article, it talks about the staggering toll of the Russian Revolution that was started by the Bolsheviks back in 1917, remember? All of these things, what a lot of people do not realize is the fact that these Bolsheviks, which were the ones that turned Russia into a communist state, they were basically, for all intent and purposes, Khazarian, okay? The Khazarian Jews, the Khazarian mafia, they were the Kabbalistic mafia of the, you know, of the Khazarians. They're the ones that did this, okay? They hated the Jews, the real Jews. and they hated Christians. And the massacre was incredible. The massacre. 61 million, okay? 61 million were killed or murdered, mass murdered in the Soviet Union. 78 millions were killed, massacred, murdered in China as a result of the Cultural Revolution, which was a shoot-off, okay, of that Bolshevik revolution, okay? And so, and then there have been over, approximately, according to the articles, another 200 million that have been killed worldwide as a result, you know, as offshoots of communist regimes all over the earth, okay? And these victims perished during state-organized famines, collectivization, cultural revolutions, purges, campaigns against unarmed income, and other devilish experiments in social engineering. Does that sound familiar to you guys out there? Do any of these things that I mentioned to you sound familiar to you guys? Because the same people that were behind the Bolshevik Revolution and the Cultural Revolution of Mao and all of these murders and mass murders, the same people that did that are the ones that are doing this today to us and the whole world. Think about it.
Well, what's interesting is it's never been that difficult. I don't know if it's a quirk in humanity and the humanity's way of thinking, or if it's a frog scenario that they literally cook the frog before the frog realizes it's in hot water. I don't know. It just, you know, I was thinking today, destroying America hadn't been that hard. When the American people don't resist as a people, pretty easy. And it looks like it's continuing to be rather easy.
Well, America has been living the good life for, you know, since the end of World War II. It's been a very prosperous country. And when that happens to a country, generally, given enough time, the country becomes very soft and is used to all of the good things in life. And when things start to go south, as they are right now in America, people have a hard time believing that it's actually happening. And a lot of people actually go into denial and think, no, this can't be happening to America. It just can't. But it is happening right now. And this is becoming more of a reality to people more and more as they see what's happening, not only here in America, but everywhere else also. So this, unfortunately, is... the only way to get people to wake up is to see this coming home to roost, and it takes a while because at first it's just happening out there somewhere, but eventually when it comes home and people are starting to be affected with not enough food and water and their jobs are gone and their money's gone, then they'll wake up, I think. Unfortunately, it'll be too late then, but well, at least they'll have awakened to what has happened to their country.
Yeah, I think there's always hope, and you know, we have to have faith in God, and we have to have faith in the human spirit, and we have to have faith that people will wake up and make the right choice, and will not repeat the errors of their forefathers. Now, there's another article here which goes to show you that if people stand up and protest and, you know, and do not stop the fight, the enemy eventually has to back off. They have no choice. There's an article here. It says the FDA, that's the Food and Drug Administration, loses its war on ivermectin, agrees to remove all related social media content and consumer advisories on ivermectin usage for COVID-19. So remember when the FDA warned the people not to use ivermectin that was intended for animals to treat or prevent COVID-19? It says never use medications intended for animals or yourself or other people. And, it seems like a group of brave doctors filed a federal lawsuit against the U.S. Department of Health and Human Resources and the Food and Drug Administration over the agency's unlawful attempts to block the use of ivermectin in treating COVID-19. The lawsuit filed in the Southern District of Texas in Galveston argues that the FDA has overstepped its authority and unjustifiably and interfered with their medical practice. And the plaintiffs are Drs. Mary Talley Bowden, Paul E. Merrick, and Dr. Robert Apter. They're contesting in the FDA's portrayal of ivermectin as dangerous for human consumption. And they note that the FDA has approved ivermectin for human use since 1996 for a variety of diseases. However, they allege that with the advent of COVID-19 pandemic, the FDA began releasing documents and social media posts discouraging the use of antiviral drug for COVID-19 treatment. So, they sued the FDA for lying to the public about ivermectin, said Dr. Bowden. Claims were made that the initial article misrepresented the law by stating FDA's official stance against ivermectin use without mentioning that doctors were allowed to administer the medicine. So anyway, now as a result of that, this is breaking. The FDA loses the war on ivermectin and agrees to remove all social media posts and consumer directives regarding ivermectin and COVID, including its most popular tweet in FDA history. This landmark case sets an important precedent in limiting FDA overreach into, and then it stops there, and then it gives you the link. We're going to post all of this, okay? So again, this is what happens when you do not quit and you press and you keep pressing and you know. Without violence, without threats, without anything, but you just do it lawfully and you just keep doing it. And they eventually have to back off because they know that they're not going to be able to cover the sun with one finger anymore. And so now they have had no alternative, the FDA, but to accept that, we're going to remove all that stuff that we put out against ivermectin. We're going to remove it. And we are going to, remove even the original tweet that we released on that. So there you have it. And do you remember all the FDA commercials? I'm looking at one here that says, "You're not a horse. You're not a cow. Seriously, you all, stop it. Why you should not use ivermectin to treat or prevent COVID-19."
Well, absolutely. I used horse ivermectin when I first got COVID, and it helped. And then I went further and conquered that disease, basically. But I don't mind admitting that I used ivermectin that was in a container that says for horses. And, what people don't understand, and I know they don't, is ivermectin, the same ivermectin, basically, is just like penicillin and erythromycin, and I can just name a number of medications that are for fish, aquariums, and for dogs, and for cats, and horses, and all types of animals. It basically, even though it says it's for animals only on it because they're selling it for animals, it's the same stuff. It's the same stuff. We just get overwhelmed by orders, and this time the pharmaceutical industry and FDA and all this other, they overwhelm the American people with, "We will not allow the truth." And they're even, I can't vet this right now. I can't really vet it totally. But during COVID, some doctors actually, and you can still get it, you can get what they call, if you want to call it that, human ivermectin. Ivermectin is ivermectin, okay? Does that make sense? Ivermectin is ivermectin. Penicillin is penicillin. Blah, 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 blah. They label it for different things, but it's the same medication. And so, but I'm even seeing now, which I hadn't been able to vet it yet, but it doesn't surprise me. you know, because we heard reports, maybe unvetted, maybe unverified, that the jab was even causing early on cancers and cancer increase and et cetera, et cetera. Well, I'm hearing now, unvetted, that ivermectin seems to improve the body's fight against some of those cancers. Now, I can't prove that. I'm not a doctor. I'm not telling anybody to do anything. But what I am saying, there had to be a strategic reason behind the United States government and all the corporations that's affiliated with it to demand ivermectin be banned, hydrochloroquine be banned, because some of these medications, it appears now, we're good. We're good for what ails you.
Well, as we have said before, if the government tells you that something is bad, more than likely it's good for you. And if it's good for you, keep away from it. Don't use it, because they want to destroy Americans. That's what the whole purpose was for this COVID-19 scam that they came up with. And you can read about it in Revelation 18, I believe, where it says that by their pharmakia, which is also sorcery, drugs, was the whole world deceived. And this is what has happened. So anytime the government says you have to do this, don't do it. If they say you can't do it, do it. And whatever they tell you to do, then just don't do it. And then you're on the right track, because that's the way it is now. Good is bad, bad is good. White is black, and black is white. This is how these governments operate. And unfortunately, too many people put their trust in our government and believe what they say. And that is exactly what they want. The man that used to run the CIA, I can't remember his name now, wouldn't you know it. But one of the quotes that I see once in a while on the internet is to the effect of, once the, you know, we will have met our goal once the American people believe everything the government tells them.
Yeah, yeah. Pharmakia is, it's what all of these things are, pharmakia. And of course, there's some pharmakia that have saved lives, no doubt about it. But there's a lot of pharmakia that has killed people too. So again, I guess it goes back to the old adage, you know, it depends what you use it for. You know, dynamite is good if you use it properly, and is deadly if you don't, and so forth and so on. It's just that nowadays the intent is not there to save lives. The intent is not there. That's not the intent. And we have, you know, we have talked about this numerous times, so we're not gonna go over that again. So one last piece of information here, and then I will wrap it up and bring this program to an end. But it seems that Leo Holman has an article talking about how the liberal state has declared war on the small farmers and homesteaders. And he goes on to say that the war on food is spreading in the U.S. through land use restrictions, geoengineering, and waves of propaganda. Again, this is going to go back to what state you're in. And by the way, when these things begin to happen, probably travel will stop. Traveling will stop by air or by ground. And so a war on the food is spreading in the U.S. through land use restrictions, geoengineering, and waves of propaganda. So there you have it. There you have it. And I was just thinking that what if these people are planning something that we haven't even thought about? Let me drop this. Let me share this, and I'd like to know what you guys think about it, because this is something really interesting that just dropped in my head just recently. Wouldn't it be something if this the cabal, right? The Kabbalah Khazarians, the movers and the shakers of the earth, the rich men of the earth. Wouldn't it be something that if they see that Trump is going to win the elections anyway, no matter all they have tried to stop him, wouldn't it be something if they stand back and say, okay, we'll let him win, and then we're going to use him to usher in this new pandemic, and he will do the same thing that he did in the first term, and he will push this the vaccines, and he will help us once again to do this. And we'll use him, since people seem to trust him and people seem to follow him. We're gonna try it this way. Because one thing we need to always remember is that these people are masters manipulators. They are masters of deceit. Masters of deceit. Masters manipulators. And many times they're planning something that people are not even thinking about. And what if that is the plan? What if they have a plan to say CDF, whatever? Maybe it's not their top plan, their number one, but it is a plan nevertheless. What if they have a plan along those lines that say Trump wins and he's unstoppable? They will say, okay, we'll let you, and then we're going to use him, and then we're going to release this virus X, whatever the name is. And which is twice as deadly as the other one, or 10 times as deadly, which, by the way, the Lord showed me that. And then he is going to push the vaccine this time around as well. And he's going to push the shut-ins and all this stuff again. And the people will do it because they trust him. I don't know. Could that be? What do you guys think?
Well, I think anything could be. Right now, everything's up in the air. But I would, you know, we've talked about the X, and that's coming April the 8th. And then, of course, the new movie, Civil War, which they've already had a review, and they say it's beyond your imagination. That comes out 4 days later. However, I was thinking about the X eclipse, and there has been times in past where just getting the news out that something's wrong with this picture is a warning, and sometimes they back off on doing it. So hopefully, because we're coming up on that really, really quick, nothing happens. But then again, almost anything could happen. So this is really, and I know this is closing time, but anyway, we really do need to be prayed up. We need to be prepared and just ready to go through whatever comes.
They might be able to do this with Trump. Anything is possible. The presidents that have gone against the deep state, and John F. Kennedy was one of those. He was going to shut down the CIA and do other things that they didn't like, and they'll just take the president out and make it look like some crazy person shot him, like they did with Oswald, which was totally false. So can they control him? Well, I guess they could blackmail him, or they could threaten his family or whatever. They have ways of controlling politicians, no matter how much they want to do what's right and come against this. They have a way of controlling these people. So that might happen. It could very well happen. We don't know. But it would take somebody who knows what these people are capable of doing to stand his ground and to do what is right, knowing that it, somewhere down the line, it's going to cost him dearly, as it did with John F. Kennedy.
Yeah. We need to pray. And like this brother that he lived in over there in Ohio, and he had this funny accent. He said, "Poy, we need to pray." And we do need to pray. And we need to pray for everything. We need to pray for the coming elections. If we get there, we need to pray for the right thing to happen, because we are in the final battle against good and evil. So keep all these things in prayer. Remember that if God be for us, who can be against us? Do not give up hope. and do not be afraid. Keep your eyes on Jesus and be in shalom. Thank you, Larry. Thank you, Chuck. Thank you all for tuning in. This has been another edition of the End Time News Report. Until next time, God bless. Shalom.